Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest athletes to ever wear the number 25. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore 25, you are eligible to be on this list. But who will be in the top five? From 5 to 1, what do you got, Dave?
All right. I am going to start off with Jim Thome. Baseball player, played for a lot of teams. Played for the Phillies, but I remember him when he was with the Indians, but I think he played for the Dodgers, the Twins, the White Sox. He played for a lot of different teams. And Baltimore. I think he finished in Baltimore. But he had over 600 home runs. 612 home runs. Awesome lefty. Played first base. Was a DH towards the end of his career. But a mountain of a man. That was an awesome hitter. So that's who I've got at number 5. Number 4, I have cornerback for the Seahawks and the 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I've got Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman. He was a shutdown corner. He was part of the Legion of Boom, 5 Pro Bowls, 3-time All-Pro, 1 Super Bowl. I think he was part of one of the best defensive players of this generation. He could really shut down a side of the field. Great player. Number 3, Fred Biletnikoff. He was a wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders. The autumn wind is a Raider during their heyday in the '60s and the '70s. 6 time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro. He's got a Super Bowl championship, and he was a Super Bowl MVP. Look him up, folks. He was a great Hall of Famer. All right, number 2. My last two guys are juiced. I got Barry Bonds at number 2.
Whoa!
7-time MVP, 14-time All-Star, 8-time Gold Glover. Home Run Derby champ, 12-time Silver Slugger, 2-time batting title. Listen, at the end of the day, he's the best hitter of our generation. I know he cheated, but I mean, even without it, he was still the best hitter of our generation. That's my number 2. And number 1, I've got another juicer, and I've got Mark McGwire. So Mark McGwire played for the Oakland Athletics. Then he also played for the St. Louis Cardinals. With the help of steroids, he broke Roger Maris's 60 home run record. He's got a World Series championship, Home Run Derby champ, Gold Glove, 12-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year. I mean, Mark was a phenomenal hitter. The reason why I have him above Barry Bonds is that, you know, he did cheat. And that's why he has all the accolades. He also has 583 home runs. But even though Mark cheated, he came back as a coach, as a hitting coach. And he won World Series and championships as a hitting coach. And he's still involved in baseball today. So I give him a little bit of a nod because even though he cheated as a hitter and cheated in baseball, he came back and became a coach. And you know what? I give him a pass. What do you got, Z?
Quantum Squares offers scientifically formulated energy bars with 100 milligrams of organic caffeine for long-lasting, stable energy. Every delicious bar provides balanced nutrition with 10 grams of plant-based protein, healthy fats, and complex carbs. Use our promo code DANDZ, and you can use that at quantumsquares.com.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Barry Bonds also was a hitting coach for a couple of seasons with the Marlins, so did not have the level
of success. Oh, yeah, that's right, he was.
Now, he didn't have the level of success that Mark McGwire had.
No, Mark's a winner.
Yeah, Mark McGwire did a good job when it came to coaching. So, not that the Dodgers really needed a lot of his help because, you know, it's a veteran-laden team, but hey, he got his point across. Honorable mention to Carlos Delgado. 280 career hitter, 470 career homers.
Can you make your list?
No, just off. Two-time All-Star, three-time Silver Slugger, and a Community Award winner. We're going to have a few repeats in different order. Number five for me, Joe Nieuwendyk. 564 career goals, 562 career assists, 1,126 career points, a plus 155 for his career. Three-time Cup winner, Hockey Hall of Famer, Calder Cup winner, the Conn Smythe MVP in 98-99, and he's on the NHL 100th anniversary team. Take a drink. Joe Nieuwendyk was a...
Joe Nieuwendyk. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Haven't heard that name in a while. Number four, I'm pretty sure the same spot as you, Richard Sherman. Don't be talking about me, Crabtree. Don't be talking about me. Five-time Pro Bowler, one-time Super Bowl.
I hope you have Palmeiro on your list.
Ooh! That's... Oh, man. I've never taken steroids.
Period.
One of the all-time great compilers of all time, Rafael Palmeiro.
Drafted by the New York Mets.
And star of Little Big League. Star of Little Big League, along with Pete Crow Armstrong's mom. Shout out, Pete Crow Armstrong's mom. But Richard Sherman's only a one-time Super Bowl champ, but was the linchpin of the Legion of Boom, three-time All-Pro, the All-2010s team, truly one of the best corners of the 2010s. Number three, I know we're not here to talk about the past, but we're kind of talking about the past. Mark McGwire, I'm with you on that. Not just from his time with the Cardinals and the summer of 98, but with the Bash Brothers and Jose Canseco. Career 263 hitter, so solid. Today, that would be phenomenal. 583 homers, 1,414 ribbies, 12 stolen bases, my man. At the wheels. Wheels, Mark McGwire. Won a gold glove. Kind of surprising, but he could pick it at first. He absolutely could pick it. Three-time Silver Slugger, won the World Series in 89, and won the Home Run Derby and a Rookie of the Year. So, Mark McGwire, we can talk about how he achieved those accolades. We can talk about his contrition. We can talk about what the summer of 98 meant for the game of baseball, including Rafael Palmeiro. Because Rafael Palmeiro was listed in the Mitchell Report as well, even though he had never taken steroids. But Mark McGwire opened Pandora's box live in living color, the hubris of having the Andro in his locker out and available for everybody to see. Hey, Mark, what's that bottle? Don't worry about it. Just some vitamin. It says androstenedione. Mind what that is. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Well done. But, you know, it's another case that McGuire probably didn't need the juice. He probably didn't need the help. At USC, he was a stud. So, I don't know. We'll never know. We'll never know. But based on what we do know, McGuire's number three. Number two, I got to go Jim Thome because he did it clean. 276, 612 homers, 1,699 ribbies, 19 stolen bases, my man. Five-time All-Star, could play first, could play third, DH'd, was a versatile piece, could country strong. The best way to describe Jim Thome, country strong. For the Indians, the Phillies, White Sox, the Twins, the Orioles, take your pick. He got around at the end of his career. But he'll always be a Cleveland Indian to me. Number one, that leaves us with Barry Lamar Bonds. Yeah. I've said what I said about him last week, and I stick with that. A man's head does not grow like that. When you're over the, once you're over the age of 25, your head doesn't grow like that. But it did. He didn't need it. Seven-time MVP, 14-time All-Star, Home Run Derby champ, 12-time Silver Slugger, 8-time Gold Glove, 2-time batting title. Did not need it. All right? We talked about last week when we ordered up number 24. Barry Bonds was a force. He and Bobby Bonilla, who also wore 25. Shout out Bobby Bonilla. Last week was Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, that's right.
Shout out.
I thought he was going to make your list just for the sheer fact of
just
his little...
I should have put him on just for Bobby Bonilla Day. But smart businessman, Bobby Bonilla. Not that great of a baseball player. A good baseball player, but not a great baseball player. Co-op.
World Series champion?
Was he?
Marlins?
Oh, yes. He was on the 97 Marlins.
Was he on that team?
I think he was on the 97 Marlins. Good pull.
Let's see. Pretty sure
he was. Yep. Wow.
Let's see if Mr. Bonilla was on that team.
Dude. I think he
was. And he's from the Bronx. Yep. I didn't know that.
Co-op City Zone. Co-op.
1997 World Series champion. This is true.
You had a locker room that contained both Bobby Bonilla and Gary Sheffield.
First name's Roberto. I didn't know that.
Huh. Who knew? But, dude, that's a combustible.
He went to Lehman.
He went to Lehman. Shout out to Lehman High School.
And he went to high school. He went to college over in Long Island. Oh, no. He spent a semester at the Institute of Technology in Old Westbury.
There you go. Bobby Bo. Bobby Bo. He and Bonds were a young core, and you can argue that that Pittsburgh Pirate team should have done more. Now, we could talk about, you know, you could talk about the jealousy, you can talk about all the nonsense of McGuire and Sosa in the summer of 98 and the potential of what might have driven Barry Bonds to do what he did, allegedly. But he was a phenomenal baseball player before he did anything. Before the cream and the clear, before Balco, before any of that shit, Barry Bonds was a phenomenal baseball player. And that's something to take into account. Yeah, he was a Hall of Fame asshole too, but when you're that talented, sometimes like it happens, right? We talked about it on the fade route with Cristiano Ronaldo. Sometimes when you're that talented, you kind of carry yourself in a certain way. And Barry Bonds carried himself in a certain way, right? Confidently, very confidently in his abilities. And warranted, because he was that damn good. Flawed, a jerk, but that damn talented. And it's just another one of those guys from the late 90s who didn't need it, but did it anyway. Those are our 25s. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutedz and let us know who your greatest 25s are. Feel free to talk to us in the live chat, too. We are streaming on Twitch, on X, on Riverside, on YouTube, and on Facebook. So come say hi. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 26s of all time. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.